Welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more.
As we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Kia ora and welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. A very happy new year to all our listeners, and may the new year offers a fresh start and have all your dreams fulfilled. Today we have in our studio ARCC community support worker Faisal Farghouli. Welcome, Faisal, to the show. And your host Asif Rajput Bhatti. A very warm evening to all of our listeners, and happy new year once again. Faisal, thank you for joining us for today's show. And first of all, I want to ask you, how are you and how was your year 2022?
Yeah, 2022 is very busy year because we're coming out of COVID. First of all, let's say hi, hello, everyone. Assalamu alaikum, Bangalaba.
Wa alaikum salam.
2023 is a very busy year for us in ARCC because we're coming from lockdown.
And then we move into the traffic lights.
And we move into traffic lights, and most of the people hate the traffic lights because they are not added with it. We added with it in the streets, but in our life, how are we gonna traffic light red? Meaning, and that's okay. But in ARCC, we start working even in the lockdown fall.
Yeah, I want to know about the lockdown last year you guys done the survey in the beginning of the year and also the food vouchers.
Yeah, yeah. 2022. But the heaviest one is in the strong one in 2020 after the full lockdown, the whole Well, it is locked down except ARCC. We are working, running in the street, looking after our community members, delivering vouchers. That's we are making.
What was your target? Why were you delivering vouchers in the lockdown?
Most of the people here are lost in their jobs, staying home in benefit, or those most of community members. So we try to cover their expenses when they are sitting in home without work or without anything,
and helping hand.
And yeah, and just saying to them, thank you, you stay in home and save lives. That's really, that's help when they stay in home and save a life. Now, New Zealand, maybe one of the least countries to hit by death people from COVID. And I'm very happy from the rule and registration. It's so hard for them. So ARCC tried to connect with them through those things and say thank you.
So how did you deliver? Did you just post those vouchers?
No. We deliver it like we go to the homes, knock the door, stay away 3-4 meters and say this one. Or there is some people, they have COVID. So we try to call them because we collect all the numbers and everything in our data. More than 6,000 people we give them.
Wow.
That's mean in the family, maybe there is 4, 3, whatever it is, single. I mean, if he say, we call him before we reach his home, we are delivering to you this. And
must be very hard for you commuting. I know you were telling us 6,000 people, and in ARCC we are a small team. Yeah. So you've reached those people. And
we reached those people. We have the good things, we have very hard worker team like Asif and Point. We try to recruit some of community leaders to do this one, but this one come later. This is the last one.
The last one.
The last one. But the first one and the second one, we do it. They're just the three of us.
Just three of us.
Just three of us. Me and you, and Point. And that's just amazing.
Yeah, I remember when I was delivering those vouchers and coming home and seeing the map on the maps. I was all over the Auckland.
Yeah, see that map? Yeah, we create that map. Right? Yeah. I think you download it for me, and I do it one time. I say, "Oh, this is gonna be." It's like a frustration for me. Oh, yeah. I'm doing all those kilometers during the day, and how, and we are in the end. We're going around. From here to Donegal.
You remember exploring these cities, like I've been here for a long time and going to those streets that, you know, like, we've never been.
First time in my life when I've been here since 2014, I've been English Point or Point English, Point England.
Point England, yes.
Oh, I'm astonished how people like this believe in, I'm not going to say poor, but the shape of the area is not like we see in the North Shore, when we are in
Central,
where I'm living in Melrose School, Mount Arbor, different.
Yeah.
It's a very old houses. Mm. And I think this is from here, please, the housing minister, look after those people. I saw people living in garage down there, and I passed to them the voucher, and you don't know the happiness in their faces. Mm. They're very, very happy. Like, some of them say to me, this is the first time since I born here, someone knocked the door and give me something. Always we given.
Yeah.
Nobody give us. Oh, brother, say, okay, COVID. Sorry, maybe I carry it. I'm happy to hug you, but maybe I carry in it. So
just for your safety and ours. Yeah.
And this is my car, and the IRCC car.
Yeah, I really like the approach by IRCC for doing these vouchers. They are organization like Work and Income.
Yeah.
But when you go to them, sometimes people in our community feel like we are begging for them.
We feel like we're beggars.
But the really good approach IRCC took is that we made a criteria is that if you lost your job, if you're disabled or anything has happened, or even if you're working and your circumstances change, just tell us. You don't need to provide us any bank statement or anything. Just tell us and we'll deliver to your door. I think that was the uniqueness about our program, because we have a trust in our community, and the system should have a trust in the community as well, because whenever someone is just reaching out someone for help, they have put a stone in their heart, and then they left the house for seek for help, and then asking these unnecessary total questions. I think this is against the principle that we stand as a Kiwi from.
Yeah. You know, most of the people, or 90%, 95% people going to the working income, they, when they come back from there, they feel all they calling the working income, they come from there, with desperate, if they are doing, or they do it for them, but they feel like they're begging.
Yeah.
I don't know this feeling coming from where, but when I be in touch with the inside, I'm not going to offend anyone from the working income. They're doing their job. Maybe there is instructions underneath for them to deal with those people.
The
to
problem
go.
With our community is that most of us, we were not here before. And we're not born here, most of the community.
Yeah.
And we come from different cultures. Mm. And we don't know exactly the system, how this system works. Maybe for those people that have been here for a while and they know. But sometimes for our people, it's difficult even for them to understand. Yeah. This is, people like you who help them to fill in this kind of form.
Yeah.
Let's just give me an example. If someone is, Working Income has been sending them some letters, before he's opening a letter, he will have an anxiety and a stress attack. They will say, oh my God, why they are sending me a letter? Yeah. And some people don't even open the letters.
I have one of the communities. I'm a agent from him in MSD. And they send the letter for me to give it to him.
Yeah.
So I ask him, he asked for them to give the letter. Say, I don't want to see the letter in my mailbox from them. I'm shaking, I'm frightened, I'm saying that they will go to be stop my benefit. I'm not going to. Okay, the letters come to me. I take the letter. He starts to ask me every day, and when I see him, because we go into the coffee club together, sit there, and there is a letter. there is a letter? I say, oh, brother, if there is a letter, I will bring it to you. you bring me anxiety for me, and you're feeling like there is something happened to you. It's coming. Let's say the system is not good for those people who's coming. The system is very weird for them. Maybe they come from natural, basic life.
And also, those people we come from, we don't deal with a lot of writing stuff or filling in the forms.
The English.
And exactly. And the English becomes more and more challenge for them.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to continue talk, and let's go and go for this short music break, and we'll be right back.
She was mine.
Kira, and welcome back to Reset Radio, brought to you by Planet FM and ARCC. A very happy new year to all once again, and we are live from Auckland. Today we have in our studio ARCC's community support worker Faisal Farghi and myself Asif Rajput Bhatte. So before jumping into the music break, we were talking about how ARCC has been, the work has been done, especially the last year, the community food vouchers and some of the case we've dealt with work and income and others. Now I want to move ahead to other work that ARCC has been doing, and I want to ask about the first edition of New Resident magazine. I know you've been featured in. So, and also we've issued the New Resident magazine Volume 1 on World Refugee Day.
Yeah.
So how was the response from the community, and your story was featured in there, and how big of a moment for you to be your story to written in one of these magazines?
First of all, I thanks everyone who do this magazine. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And this is the first time in New Zealand.
It's been done for Israel community.
Organization like Lauer, us looking after the forced migrants, doing magazine and tell the story how they success and the successful they have. Because when we when the government asked me, or the UNHCR asked me to go to New Zealand, really the first time, 2013, I searched it in the map. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, we are an isolated country.
The officer, the UNHCR officer, said, I'm going to Europe. He said, no, you're going down south in the Pacific. And I say, okay, my wife checked it, and we love it. Mm-hmm. When since we arrived, we love the country. We try to do the good things. Is my wife, my son, my daughter love it, and we try as a family to do our best to success in this second.
Because
home.
As a family, you've been a success for all those people who are coming in, and then they can follow your
and the magazine
footstool.
Tell that.
Yeah.
And the first time I see
tell us an interesting story that you put in the magazine.
9 years or 8 years in New Zealand.
Tell us something interesting about your story.
When we arrived here, or
any interesting part of your story?
The interesting part in the story, I'm talking in the story about the journey from Sudan to Malaysia. Mm-hmm. In Malaysia, I love that area.
It was your Salam.
When you're walking in the street and people look at you and police stop you, I say this in the public, but I'm going to say I'm going back to Malaysia to visit maybe next year. I hope so.
New Zealand is a free country, so you can stay.
Yeah, I can speak.
Yeah.
And you must put in your pocket some money, because the police going to catch you. And he catch me, must pass something.
And you need something.
And when I come here to New Zealand, and the police with the guns, like Sudan, he's wearing guns and that's what the you see him. That's
so no guns in New Zealand.
When I come to the resettlement center here, and I saw Robert Stanton. He's a very good friend and friend of the family until today. So in the camp we create a families, friends, until today going on. We're not separated from them. We call them in our occasion to come and visit or go to them. And I asked Robert, he's a police officer, where is your gun? He said, here in New Zealand, we don't carry a gun. I say, how you can get a gun? No. Okay, can I want to go to the shop or where is the place? Do you know a place to buy a gun?
To buy the gun. Okay.
And I say, no, this is why you want to carry a gun? I go, it's for my safety. I say to him, because in Sudan we carry in my car there is a gun, in my home there is 3-4 guns, even 4K7 and those ones, and malicious, because we are asylum seekers there, we try to keep quiet, but not madly, because those people don't understand. If you are mad, they will take you off the country, will take you to the prison. Here, the interesting thing. Say, no, there is no place to buy a gun here. If you want to go to the clubs. And when why that? Can you? And I, where is your gun? He said, my gun in the car. And when I want to take it, I'm going to call the the police station to take it from the car because there is an action. It's a very interesting thing for me.
Exactly. Like,
very. This means that from that moment,
because exactly, I feel the countries that we come from is sometimes when we talk about guns, they feel like violence. But it's sometimes it's just to protect yourself. Back there.
Yeah.
And this is why I love New Zealand, is that we don't have this culture in New Zealand. And just because, you know, the community is much more safer than, you know.
And I hope it continues like
and
that.
And also, I've got a funny story, is that when we came here, we were moving to Otara, and a lot of community members were very concerned about my safety. They say Otara is like that, it's southern.
Safe.
And I just told them that you can't believe where I come from.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
You don't believe.
And if you don't, you know, if you don't...
you don't believe.
Yeah.
You see people die in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Near to your door.
Yeah.
And how is that? They shoot them, not
not just
one
on
shot.
The street. You see people from your families are dying in the street, you know.
It's a hard, too tough. And see, I'm coming. When we come here, and my wife love it. My son, my role love it very much. And when we say your wife love the area, you're going to live life happiness.
Yeah.
But if not... It's been she don't love medicine.
And
so
it's
much.
Been 5 years for me living in the same house the very first day I come here. And I've never seen anything bad is happening in our neighborhood. And it's really been peaceful, quiet. And, you know, I know there's some activities been happening, but it's not just in one area. It's everywhere in New Zealand.
But it's compared about the accident happened in back home. It's a very... I'm loving. This is easy.
And also, we've done the second New Resident magazine on the on the party that we had, the summer block party in 17. It was a big launch as well. Let's move on to something about the youth.
Just before move, about the time of launching, we launched it in the refugee.
World Refugee Day, yes.
See the time of RCC, select the good time. To 20th of
if we are coming to World Refugee Day, tell us how does ARCC ARCC celebrate the World Refugee Day, or do you guys commemorate?
We commemorate.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know what the meaning of celebration for this situation, like refugee situation, is mean to me meaningless. Commemoration is the true word coming from heart, because there's people
lost their home, lost their country, lost their family.
Everything.
Why do we want to celebrate that?
I will celebrate what?
Yeah.
You want me to celebrate leaving my home back? No, my family. And you remind me by I'm going to dance or what? I'm going to live in that. Oh, yeah. I love the game.
But what we could celebrate is we can celebrate the diversity. We can commemorate the, you know, the sacrifice that our families or fathers done.
Celebrate is not the true war.
So as we commemorated, and I think we have invited all of our community. We had some culture dance, and we've had some food.
It's a very nice day.
Yeah, and how about the soccer tournament? I know this time we've done two soccer tournaments.
Yeah. This year is we've done it two times. We've done it in August, and we've done it in November. August. We done it in July?
Yeah.
Yeah, July. I'm getting old. I had to forget. I'm getting old. But, this is the request from the players who's coming and playing with us every year. Can we do it twice? They love the gathering. They love to come together. And you don't see how much people come in and watch them. Most of those people is 90% of them. Let's say 89% of them is a family. They're born here, but their family is...
They're second generation.
Second generation.
Okay.
And love football is running in their blood.
Yeah.
Because their father, they're watching their father, watching their mother, watching
football.
Most of us, rugby is... for me, like I'm coming 2014, this is the first time I see rugby.
Right.
And I'm asked one of our friend community, I say to him, can you explain me the rules of these games? Because those people love, the New Zealanders love rugby, so we are not going to be separated from them. Tell me the rules, of the game, because I need to understand it. And I love it. I love the rugby after that. But in my blood running inside, I love football.
Right.
Very much. So those people who's young, is starting from 14 years old until we don't put a limit. But now we have some restriction for the people to play 25 to 14. But the first time, this is the first time for the two tournaments, we have young players under 15, they come and play around 13 and 14. And you don't know how much they play. They play in win of two or one of
and
the
also
games.
There's a big demand when it comes to the football competition. We know that it's been running for 8 teams, and now the demand is much more.
Yeah.
So how do you think that next year's...
8 teams, because the limited of the time.
Do we have any plans to increase the teams?
There's a lot of teams apply to, but because we have limit time from 8 morning until 5 o'clock, so that's why we make it 8 teams. But if we have 2 days, we can make it 15. The first day they play all the teams, and the second day we take around the final and those things.
Yeah.
But because we don't have too much higher rooms, the time is limited for the higher, because we love to play in YMCA. YMCA, my lord, but thank
and it
you
was
very
good.
Much.
Like I remember last time when we were playing the soccer tournament. And it was pouring. The raining was all over, and it was really good that the tournament was indoors. So
in November, it's raining.
Yeah,
the whole day raining, and outside is full of
rain.
But the
thunder.
People still playing
because it was indoor.
That's why we selected indoor is better.
That was really good, and also the Reset TV talk was also started this year. How big of a show that was?
That show is showing really that it touched the deep things in the communities. The real issue, we try to solve it and show it to our people through that show. And it's a natural sitting. We're sitting at the normal sitting. It's a normal sitting. We sit like we're sitting in the couch, facing each other, and talking easily about the cases, about the problems, about migration, about housing, about MSD, about other issues in the communities. ARCC create this Resettle TV, and it's really nice. And I'm saying to everyone, can you go and search about ARCC Resettle TV?
On YouTube?
And YouTube,
Facebook.
You will see and understand a lot of things around you through our dialogue together, because we have experience for a lot of things inside the RCC. And we get the experience from the community, and we try to give it back through this resettlement.
Because we have had some interesting shows like immigration issues, we've discussed about MSD issues, that
housing.
We discussed about housing issues, and it's just really interesting topics.
We start like this. We start from refugees. That's the good thing. We talk about the first, how the refugees creating the war of refugees, how it creating around the wallet.
Yeah.
And we explained for that all, I think, one episode or two episodes. And now we're going to come back to news. Then
because here's an interesting fact about, you know, refugees. Yeah. And there are over 89 million refugees worldwide that, you know, don't have a place to call home.
Yeah.
And within those 89 refugees, only less than 1% has been selected, less than 1%, that's even less than 1 million, to selected for resettlement in a year. So, you know, how big of an issue is that is. Yeah. Anyways, moving on, here's a fun fact about New Zealand is that there's a clock in Dunedin which has been running since 1864 and has never been wound up. How big of a deal that was. So even before my great-grandparents were born, a clock has been running in Dunedin.
There's a clock that's running there. This is
Since 1864.
Where is it? It's hanging in the wall? Where is it? Someone wear it or something hanging in the wall?
Yeah.
It's hanging in the wall?
Yes, it's hanging 19, on the wall.
1864. This is too...
Yeah. Okay.
It's a Rolex. If it's Rolex, it's gonna be. It's gonna happen, but it's not. Maybe a Japanese move.
Like my Toyota since running since 1800.
I don't think so. Maybe Rolex though.
Okay. Yeah. Also, in November, I believe there was a visit from the Minister of Immigration, Honorable Michael Hood, visited ARCC office. Yeah. So I want to know what topic or what were discussed with the immigration minister and what was the visit for. And I know it was a historic for our office.
Yeah, this is a really a historical visit from Ministry of Immigration. We have a good connection with Michael Wood since before he elected for Mauro School as MP because Philip Gold introduced him to us because I'm living in Mauro School. And from the day one, we love him because he's connected very good connector with the communities from different ethnics. Because Mauro School, we have around, if you go to the category like this, we're going to have maybe 60 some diverse ethnic
living in Mount Rose
in Maru School, and he is have a good connection with them. We're happy for him to be with us, but this visit ARCC look forward to have a big relationship with the Ministry of Immigration. Because there is a issue, a big issue and big demand from our communities, because we taking the voice from our community to the government.
Because we're the advocate for the community.
Yeah. And we are taking from them. We are like a bridge, taking from the government, give to them, taking from the communities.
Because we don't want to be the doorkeepers, we're just facilitators.
We are, and tick the boxes. We don't like to tick the boxes. The RCC is exactly like that. We need to describe everything in the table.
We need to go to the grassroots.
And we take it from there. And this is going to be really a benefit for them. So the talking and the visit is very good. And we like it very much. And he, I don't know, I'm going to say he promised. Because the promises, always the ministers don't promise that.
Let's not go there.
Because he's afraid. Maybe tomorrow he's going from his situation.
I mean, like, that's a really good sign for ARCC for the community. Because since 2019 and a lot of that happened between the COVID was there. There was no channel of communication. But since 2007 till 2019, ARCC really had a good relationship with the immigration. But from
we do a lot of reports and we give it to them. Hear from us,
not about us, was part of that project.
Until now, we don't have any response from them. And now we have another, we're going to take the bridging the gap with them. Also, we give them. And I think Michael Wood, he promised to take care about all those ones. I have answered for
you. Okay, this is going to be a very interesting show. And we're going to go on a short music break and back. And welcome back to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. A very happy new year to all our listeners, and we hope the sun will shine bright on your future as well.
I hope that.
We have in our studio Faisal Farkhri, community support worker. Hi Faisal, as we've been talking about the work that the ARCC has been doing for past year, and I want to ask... because you're as a community member, what wakes you up in the morning and do ARCC work?
Oh, this is a very good question. Before 2014, I'm a businessman. I don't care about the people.
Organizations or non-for-profit.
No, I don't know that things. Before I come to New Zealand,
yeah.
I'm caring about my bucket, my benefit, my life.
Like you were a capitalist.
In 2014, I met Aban Yor in the Matariki, celebration of Matariki in the house, General House. He invited us, the General House, New Zealand General House. And he invited us.
Yeah.
And invite the family. And we go there, and suddenly we see someone from our communities rising there. And my wife said, this is from Sudan, this guy. Can we go and talk? Because we are different. We are new.
Yeah.
So surrounding with the lovely, beautiful Maori princesses and the king and the celebration.
Huh.
And we go say, hi, salam, abani to Sudani, I Sudani. That's we start to, you're Sudanese, we are Sudanese, let's start. And he invites me to the office. And I go to his office. It's a very tiny office, one desk in Wesley community near the school. And we start from there. And he, the good things, ARCC, we are, they engage with ARCC since that time. ARCC, to shift, or I need to shift my mind from
business capitalist
taking,
mind.
Taking, taking, giving, 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 with a small taking. And we go to, so I ask about how we, not how, that's coming naturally. But the question, how we shift, and he understand my point of view. And he take me to residential training, and this is where we have someone coming from America talking about the community, talking how, and it's a living wage, and ARCC is apart from the living wage.
Living wage out
And so much courses, and we transfer that. And suddenly we found ourselves automatically moving to the state to help our community.
What? How come the mind shift came in?
It's not easy to shift that mind from the businessman to be to be community advocate, or to be
community support worker.
Support worker. But by days and days and see the needs of those people to you, and then they come to you and say, not begging, but we need, they seeking help. So the enjoyment when you done the job.
Especially because there was no community voice, especially present in the residual community.
Yes, but the enjoyment when you wake up, you ask me when you wake up, enjoyment, oh, we're going to fix blah, blah, problem.
Yeah.
Let's fix Muhammad
Let's fix this
problem.
Person's problem.
Oh, Abdullah
Christopher's problem.
Christopher's problems. Yeah, we now, today, we're focused to fix this problem.
Yeah.
Go to the office, talk to the community member.
Because sometimes,
talk to my
especially community members, just need someone to be there to listen to their problems. Just that.
And give them small advocacy. This is not right. Go do this thing.
And you give them clarity as well.
Someone of those, they come, they don't know how to use the app. I'm saying there's a lot of service around us in New Zealand, but how
can we navigate this service to our community?
To our community.
Exactly.
And when you give it to them, oh, it's very easy. No, it's very easy, but you don't know about it. So ARCC help to get all those things. This is the enjoyment. The only enjoyment, you're waking up in the morning and say, oh, we serve blah, blah, problem.
Not blah, blah, someone's
Let's say, let's blah, blah. Let's say name. Let's say Filan. It's Arabic, you say Filan. Filan, that means the name of anyone. Problem.
Quick fun fact, New Zealand has won more Olympic gold medals per capita than any other country in the world. So that's a big win.
Because the people here is running and jumping. They love sport. Not like us. They are busy with something else.
Growing up myself, I love playing cricket, and always coming from the school. Even sometime in school, I was playing cricket.
Can you give me this information again? It's very nice. New Zealand?
New Zealand has more Olympic gold medals per capita than any other competing country in the world.
This is happiness.
Yeah.
Because they have happiness. I think we are the first or the second happiest
In
the world.
We come in the index.
See, also, we are very happy. We are proud of that. We are happy.
And also, there's another fun fact why we are where we are, because New Zealand was the first country to grant women to the right of the vote in 1893.
What? Can you say it again?
So New Zealand was the first country to allow women to vote in 1893.
18.
Not 19. No, not 19, sorry.
18.
1893. Yeah.
Well,
there was.
I'm happy for the ladies.
And if our women are happy, what does that mean?
We are happy.
We are happy.
That's why. I've said this before. It's a very nice country. It's very nice, very nice. It's
because we always say that, especially in our culture where we come from, is 100 men come together and they can make a camp.
Yeah.
But it'll only take one woman to make a home.
Yeah. That's very good example. Yeah. Just one woman.
Yeah. If you're just living, just men living in a house, it'll be called a house. But just for one woman is coming into your house, it'll become a home.
Yeah. Really, it's a very beautiful home.
Exactly. Okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life. Okay, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to our show. And I'd like to thank Mr. Faisal Faraghi for coming to us, even in a short notice. And I would like to wish all our community members, wish all our Aotearoa a happy, happy new year. And if you are facing any kind of difficulties, any issues, just knock on the door. We are one of our kind because we don't say that you guys need appointment to come and visit us. Just knock the door and we'll be there.
I need to acknowledge some people who's working in the RCC. Mm. I need to acknowledge Banyor. He's the CIO of ARCC, Asif, Point, Sandy, and unfortunately we lose one of lovely
colleague
James. Those people really, they are working twice those community, and they are caring about it. They working with their heart. For the benefit of anything. Jim, the photographer, he's a lovely and nice guy. And we forget something.
And the volunteers.
All the volunteers. Taiba. And
Nadia.
Mariana.
Mariana. And the community leaders.
Leaders, all of them is lovely and nice. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Dory. And her husband.
Professor Dory
and her husband.
Dr. Dory. No, Dr. Dory is the wife and Professor Dory. Stewart.
Stewart. Nice to see you always and work with you guys. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you.
Yeah.